9. Financial markets, the stock exchange, investment. A growing appetite for green bonds, despite downsides. As the exodus from fixed income markets gains momentum in favor of equities, there is one new bond that's turning heads. Bonds that fund clean energy projects are gaining popularity from China to France to Canada. Though still unfamiliar to most investors, green bonds, investment products that have been created primarily to boost the development of renewable energy projects that slow carbon emissions, have popped up on the world's fixed income stage. The bigger hope is that these investments, also known as climate bonds, will support a large number of clean energy technologies being rolled out worldwide. Although the bonds can vary depending on the issuer, they usually raise money to finance a low-carbon project offered by the issuer. For example, the World Bank lists each green project online, including objectives and financials, where anyone can track its progress. Green bonds are constructed in a similar way to plain vanilla bonds. Maturities last from 3 to 25 years, and investors receive a fixed yield. Most are issued in dollars, euros, and yuan. So there's less currency risk for investors in those regions, since they don't have to exchange one currency for another to buy the bonds. And unlike stocks, investors usually don't take on risk for funding experimental projects, since the bonds are often backed by big banks. Despite their high ratings and transparency, green bonds do have their downsides. No benchmark index exists to track performance. Offerings for investors are still limited. In some cases, it is difficult to discern exactly how green a project is. And green bonds are low-yielding. The majority yield under 3%, according to Climate Change Initiative. The bonds also lack liquidity, said McNett, head of a Boston-based investment group. Green bonds are still a small space, he explained, and there isn't a lot of secondary trading, where bonds can be resold. Most green bonds mature in 3 to 7 years. So they're strictly buy-and-hold bonds, he added.